literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap, review, reaction, whatever you want to call it. It's called Talking the Strain, where I sit down and talk the strain. Now, I know that some of y'all out there are like, hey, Mike, you know the series ended? Yes. And I've just been behind. I've been really behind because I have a new addition to the family. Yes, Jackson was born. And preparing for a baby and getting ready for a baby, you just don't have time to do this, especially when your wife thinks that this is just a cool little hobby that you do. So it always got trumped by some of the stuff that she wanted and needed to get done for this baby's arrival. So he's actually sitting next to me in his little crib swing thing, chilling. So hopefully he chills, and if you hear him in the background, hey, that's Jackson right there for y'all. What we're going to do is we're going to recap. I've seen the entire series. I have some notes here for a couple of episodes, and I'm going to try to knock these out as fast as possible because the series ended, and I just want to get to that. This episode I'm talking about is Sunday's episode, August 20th. Yes, The Strain, Tainted Love. And I have my notes here, and according to my notes, pretty cool episode. Definitely like the beginning of this when Ekhorst approaches the dudes at the campfire, and for some reason these guys are like not sitting there thinking, hey, this is kind of weird that a guy in a suit is walking up on us until he turned into his little vamp. So that was cool because Ekhorst is just a cold-hearted murdering vampire thing, and definitely showed those two other guys what's up, and then of course used that one guy to get to the team. It was cool to see the Quinlan flashback. I know these past couple episodes we've been seeing a flashback for Quinlan, so it was cool seeing that, how he whoops ass in 1888 with those alley vamps, and of course he is hunting down the master and finds these vamps, and then the vamps talk to him through, well, you know what I'm talking about, but I thought that was cool. I can see where Quinlan was kind of trying to tell Fett that his girlfriend was kind of a distraction to the point where he might not be able to make haste decisions and might hesitate due to the fact that Quinlan lost the little child and the girl because he hesitated. And I like them. And you could tell that definitely did a blow to Quinlan back in the day. And so that's why he's so determined, is like to run solo, no distractions. No hesitations when it comes to taking out the master. So it was cool to see that. And it was cool to see Quinlan and the master fight. Even though every time I was watching him get thrown all over the place, I was like, Quinlan, you better step up your game if you're going to take on the master. Let's see what else. Zach, evil little Zach and his little maid, Abby. I think in my last recap, I was talking about that I didn't see a future for Abby at all. And then we find out in this episode that Abby has a boyfriend, which I have to take Abby's side. I don't think she led on Zach. I think Zach was just an immature little brat. And he goes off on her. And of course, Zach's little pet vamp kills Abby. What a waste, because she was nice and pretty. And Zach, if he just played his cards right, maybe he could have got them to break up. But no, he had to have her get eaten instead. The ending was dope when Fett and Quinlan, everybody shows up at that military base and they're trying to take off. And then, of course, Ekhorst catches the plane and is about to start shooting at him. Or actually, he starts shooting at him. And then Fett's girl freaking shoots him off the truck, which I thought that was totally badass. I'm wondering if we're going to see her in any more of the episodes. Probably not, because I'm just thinking about it. I didn't see her in any of the episodes. So it sucks that was it. We just see her shoot and then she's gone. So ignore that part there. okay, people, that's it. I thought this episode was good. I enjoyed it. And I know that when I was watching this episode, I was like, we need to get the team together, which we see that they finally all arrived together. But that's at a later time. So that's it for my review on this episode. I thought it was good. Good stuff. Tainted Love. If you want to hear more of our recaps, because sometimes I did them with my friend Jesus of thisfunctional.com. You can check out iwatchmike.com. And on the top there, you'll see a little section that says podcasts available on iTunes. It's called Talking the Strain on iTunes and, of course, on audioboom.com. My Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff is on my blog, iwatchmike.com. So go there, check that out, and everybody have a great week.
Evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.